asked, I don't have a picture. I wanted to leave any of the claimed pictures. When I close the computer, I see. Okay. Okay. Just as illustration, just to make the scene livelier. I want to just to sum up somehow what we are doing here. Yesterday, the introductory speech of Barry Bergdahl, he gave one very important idea. To be practical, he said that if we would have just one example of these buildings correctly restored and preserved in the right way, it is a crucial thing, actually. We don't have a single example of such attitude towards these buildings in Russia. If we would have at least one building in Moscow and one building in St. Petersburg, the whole attitude of the society would change. It's an example, because people don't realize what's going on. This conference, what we're doing, it was organized by a triangle of people involved in art, in architecture, and in preservation. Three components. All these three components are present in our museum. We somehow naturally became the headquarters of all the preservationists. We are quite involved in art, and also we are the National Archive of Architecture. So, but what we have to do? The situation is managed in Russia, but totally other triangle. It's a triangle of power, people who make decision, developers, and bureaucrats. Triangle of another angle of that triangle is people who act there. It means developers and architects. Other architects. You know, architects are slightly hoarse. They want to work, so they agree to work in any condition. For instance, Lord Norman Foster is destroying a wonderful building in St. Petersburg, the Frunzinski Univermag. He wants to build a. He doesn't care. It's a masterpiece. So we should destroy him in a way. And the third angle is the public opinion, which is ignorant in Russia. So this our triangle has to influence that triangle. We have to be practical, not to leave our conference with a result. If we just publish this in an academical magazine or whatever. If the, our results, our summing up of the situation will be not known in Russia, this means we did nothing. We just expressed, exchanged opinions that we already, all of us, know and share. So let's do something practical. We have to publish all the results of our conference. Only after that we will be efficient in Russia. Because what made Klem, made the society created by Klem was нет пророка в своем отечестве. It was a trick. There is no prophet in his homeland. We used somehow the idea that the foreigners are, it's a shame that foreigners are teaching Russians how to look at their own architectural history. It was very important. It worked. I mean, this book has a historical meaning. It's a milestone because for the first time they paid attention to the situation. The people in who is making decisions. The whole politics of the Russia, of the mayor of Moscow has changed because he changed the head of the preservation body. He's going to elevate its level because now the chief preservationist in the Moscow government is obeying the orders of the chief architect, which is a controlling body, is obeying those who are building. Which is not correct. They should be independent. This is very important. And this probably will happen. So what I want to tell to everybody is that we should think about being effective. In fact, what we share now, it's a common knowledge in a way. Of course, I was very much impressed by the pictures from St. Petersburg. We knew that St. Petersburg's constructivist layer of architecture is very interesting. I didn't pay attention very much. I knew about certain examples, actually. I made a film. I was filming there in the 90s. I went through all the red brick factories, including the avant-garde ones. But now, when you look at this angle, you see that it's a really big heritage in St. Petersburg, very precious. Richard Spears, exhibition, a brilliant work, actually. It's a all his archive is a very big contribution to our history of architecture, shows us also that this layer of architecture is present not only in Russia, in Moscow and St. Petersburg, in the whole Soviet Union. It was a lot of interesting buildings were built. In Baku, a beautiful photo of the building by Vesnin, by Richard. I know a few buildings in Moscow, in Yerevan, in my native town. For instance, the wonderful building of again, the KGB. Looks like a big crocodile with two round towers instead of the poles. They destroyed a real masterpiece, a hotel which was called Sevan, two blocks from the city house when I was born. When I came there a year ago, I saw that this wonderful, it was a real masterpiece, is gone. They destroyed it, they simply don't understand. It's a mass phenomenon. We have to save this heritage, which is important for the whole world. I'm repeating constantly, and that Russian, only this less than 10 years, I would say, when Russians were actively, when this was the most important style in Russia, actually, approved by the power. Later, it survived for another decade, but somehow hiding. But in this time, the avant-garde movement was ruling in architecture, and this is the only period which is important for the world. All the rest are local joys, what we did. We imitated Italy, Germany, or whatever, classical architecture. Then I want just a small note that our terminology is different. What we call classicism in Russia, it is what you call in the West, it's called neoclassical. It is in the 18th century. We call classicism. What we call neoclassic, it's already neo-neo, I mean the 1910. And funny enough, in the main enfilade of our museum, if you come and you visit, you are all welcome. Three classical periods are, it's a blend of three classical periods. The building was, main building was built in 1780. Our classicism, your neoclassic. And then it was added a few holes at the 1909, and then Shusev made the final touch. He made a Stalinistic classical architecture. So it's a blend of three classicism. It's also an interesting period, but still it's our local joy. We have to understand that avant-garde is the most important part of the Russian architectural history. To my opinion, we should preserve it. It's in danger. And the last thing I would say that now we have some hope with the Russian avant-garde foundation. It's a new phenomenon that people, developers, businessmen, people of this belonging to the state bureaucracy, or just important people, they are interested. That's connoisseurs of art. They love art. They start to help the group who wants to preserve the museums, the people of culture. They be becoming part of our new culture in Russia. Let's hope that everything will happen as we want. So the Russian avant-garde foundation is setting an example. If we manage to restore the Melnikov House, to turn that into a important museum. Now this house is having a world premiere once again, because the fate of this house will be discussed in New York, then in London, and very important people of the world are thinking what to do with the house. If we manage to do to turn that, to behave with this building in the correct way, it's very important for the whole topic which we are discussing right now. That's it.